Hey, are you ready to move your life? I mean, really move it? It's time to turn up the dial on your energy, your health, your sports performance, your happiness, and your relationships. If you want to live with more freedom, more adventure, more passion, more fun, and more success, if you're ready to get your brain in the game and achieve the most out of every area of your life, then it's time to move to live and live to move with your host, Jill Summers.
Hello, Jill here. And yes, I have a podcast. I am so thrilled to announce that I have a podcast. This is something that's been rolling around in my head for quite some time, and it's actually coming into fruition. It's so exciting to share this with you. I have shared it with a number of friends in my immediate circle, and now I get to launch it to the rest of the world. One of my great challenges, and some of you might be able to relate to this, is that I am a self-proclaimed multi-passionate person. There are a lot of things that I'm really interested in. I love animals, especially dogs and horses. I love endurance sports, swim, bike, run, triathlon. I love psychology. I love spirituality. And sometimes I can get pulled in a number of different directions because those are all things that I feel really passionate about. The cool thing is that in the last couple of years, I have consciously been working on how I can use this multi-passion to my benefit and to the benefit of my clients and my students and to the public as well. And I think I'm slowly dialing it in. One of the things I've noticed is when I tried to fit into the mold of being single passionate, I got super bored, super uninspired, and honestly, I got pretty darn cranky. And people are like, Jill, what is going on with you? And I realized that I wanted to be able to utilize all of these passions and be able to use them in speaking to the world, really. And that's what I'm going to be doing here in this podcast. One of the things I want to be able to do is share with you my insights from all of those areas, from physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, in an effort to help all of you live more out loud, not just merely getting by, but super thriving in this life of yours. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what the podcast is. But I think if you're anything like me, I want to know who I'm listening to and where they've come from and where they're going to see if they're even a good fit for me. So I've always been super passionate about wanting to keep my life growing and to help others do the same. In college, I fell in love with fitness and I earned a BS in exercise science, not bullshit, but Bachelor of Science degree in exercise science, and that was a true love of mine. I worked in the field of exercise science, personal training and coaching and athletic director at a health club, and honestly, I loved it, and I always came at it from more of a holistic perspective. But then I grew this huge desire in spirituality, like what's the bigger picture in life? And I know that this isn't just about getting our bodies physically in shape, but what are some of the bigger questions that would fuel our soul? And so I ended up getting a master's degree in spiritual psychology. Once I completed that, I got really passionate about the psychology part of the spiritual psychology, and I went back into school and got a master's degree in counseling psych. Parentheses, can you say student loans? Yes, unfortunately, I am still paying off student loans for all that wonderful education. But the cool thing about it is I am still incredibly passionate about all of those areas: exercise, spirituality, our emotional health, our mental health, and my drive and desires to be able to marry all of those in an effort to build the best version, the best health, the best psyche of a person. And so that's really what I'm doing now. In addition to all of that, if you can imagine this, I continue to stay really active, and my love of activity grew into the sport of triathlon. I fell in love with triathlon in the year 2000. I ended up getting a certification in coaching triathlon, and I began coaching other triathletes. 17 years later and 5 Ironmans, I still love the sport and the potential that it has for building the character of a person, as long as there's the right combination of attitude and clear intention. And so now I do coaching of triathletes, but that also has morphed into more of the spiritual, mental, emotional components of triathlon and mindset, as opposed to doing the physical training of it. I love that part. It still fuels me. And the piece that I love the most is being able to bridge the gap between what you learn from sport and how you can utilize that in your life. So now what I do is I'm a performance coach, where I get to use all of the education I just shared with you and the experience over the years to coach people so they can move forward in their lives in both sport and in their life. My number one passion truly is to help active people make the connection between what they've learned in sport and what they can accomplish in life, whether it's to live a life of greater freedom, more stability, more joy, more adventure, greater physical health, or to improve relationships. Because let's face it, life is not meant to just be gotten through. It is meant to be alive and full and colorful. And we need to learn better how to fuel our joy tank. I think that seems really silly that we need to learn that, but it seems to be true, in at least in my experience, both personally and with the clients that I've worked with. And here's the thing. If we're really totally honest, we need more people who are more joyful and who take self-responsibility to fuel up their joy tanks. You know, we get lost in politics, we get lost in the wrongs of the world, and honestly, I believe anyway, that the greatest source of change comes when each of us take on self-responsibility to make ourselves the best that we can be. So that's really what I'm all about. Now, let's face it, we all get stuck. We all run into roadblocks in life, and it's designed that way because it's during those low periods that we learn so much about ourselves and we learn how to access our strength. We cannot know how strong we are without having opportunities to have to use our strength. So I actually kind of like those periods, not so much when I'm in them, but when I see them in my clients. It's not a comfortable place to be, but it's such a juicy, information-filled place that makes everybody thrive more. And the cool thing is, once you're out of that, you can look back and go, oh yeah, now I see that more clearly. And oftentimes when I'm working with my clients, they can't see it the way I can because I'm an observer from the outside. So I can remind them of where they are and where they're going. That to me is really exciting. One of the things that happens in life is we have these old thinking patterns that don't serve us any longer, but by reflex, we fall back into those. And it feels like, oh man, here I am again. Here's the same thing that I'm working through. Here I am in a job that I don't like. Here I am going to work every single day, feeling like all I'm doing is bringing home a paycheck, but my soul is slowly dying. Here I am in a relationship that no longer serves me, but I don't have the courage or the know-how to get out of it. Here I am in a race experience, and I'm telling myself that I stink, I should have done more workouts, I should have worked harder, I should have listened to my coach more, and I'm filled with all these limiting negative thoughts. Well, let me tell you something. Those are only old patterns, and they're there because you haven't consciously worked on changing them. And what I want to be able to do with the work I do with people and here in this podcast is to help teach you and fuel you to change those old thinking patterns, those old processes that no longer work. It's like those old, you remember the old cassette tapes that we would play on the front side, and then it would just automatically turn over to the back side, and it would just continue to loop through. Well, that's what these old thinking patterns do in our mind. And until we, with consciousness and on purpose, come in to make a change and stop those tapes, they just continue running in the background. I liken this to the operating system working on your computer that just keeps running back there. You don't even know that it's running any longer because you've stopped paying attention to it. Well, I'm all about stop doing that. Let's start paying attention. Let's turn up the volume to those unconscious patterns, to those unconscious thoughts, those unconscious beliefs, so that we can choose the ones that actually work. Now, there are some that absolutely work, and I say, hell yeah, let's work with those. Let's turn those up. Let's fuel them. Let's feed them so that they can be even louder in your life. But the ones that don't work any longer, it's time for those to go. So part of this podcast is helping you understand what those are, how to recognize them, and then how to get rid of them so you can accomplish those dreams and goals that you've been having over the years and haven't yet accomplished. Wayne Dyer says, never die with your song still inside you. When your soul stops growing, you start dying. The other day I heard a great line in a song. It said, I want to die living. I say, hell to the yeah. Let's live until the day we die. There is no room in your life to start dying before that day comes. So here's to living out loud, living strong, and fueling your movement to live and your live to move. So here's my dedication to you. My dedication is to help you live louder than you have in the past, to move you to live to move, and to keep you going forward and understanding that you're not in this alone. You've got me, you have the other listeners, and when you start hearing about how other people are living their lives out loud, it just automatically gives you permission to do the same. Now, Margaret Mead said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And what are small groups of thoughtful, committed citizens made of? They're made up of individuals. Those small groups first start with an individual, and that individual is you. It's me, and it's all of our fellow listeners. And together, we can be so much more than we are individually. We need to stand on the shoulders of giants who have come before us. So my podcast is dedicated to building you up from information from the leaders who have said amazing things and have lived incredible lives before us. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they were perfect, right? But we can take the bits and pieces of what they've done in greatness and let those serve us and live, help us live more fully. One thing that makes this podcast especially fun is that I'm using three different formats, which provides a variety of information and delivery styles. The river that runs through it, as they say, or the common thread, is content regarding all things that move your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fuel to help you live a healthy, out loud life. So let me tell you a little bit about the formats that I will be using. One format is interviews. I will be conducting interviews with professionals in a variety of different styles of work: nutrition, physical training, body workers, psychologists, authors, moms and dads, college students, athletes, everyday people who can share their insights on subjects designed to educate and motivate you. Some of this will come in story form. Some of it will come in education. Some of it will come in quotes and maybe even some meditation. So this is going to be a really exciting place to listen up. The next format is snippets of inspiration and information and motivation from yours truly, Debbie Mead. These pieces are designed to get you thinking and to make you curious and then to empower you to live more consciously. I'll be sharing life lessons that include mistakes that I've made, joys that I've experienced, mindset shifts, and many more straight from the hip insights. I'm going to also include here thought-provoking questions and challenges that you can try on for yourself. So, you know, we can't start living consciously until we actually start living consciously. I know it sounds kind of like, not backwards, but a spin around a circle. But what that means is I want to help you take the information you get here and then figure out what your next step is to begin implementing it into your life. So listening is a really great first step. The next step is actually creating some activity and behavior around it. The next format, and this is one that I am super fired up about. It just lights me up from inside because I'm kind of a music person. I was in the world of fitness, as I mentioned, for 25 years. It always included using music for inspiration and motivation. And I absolutely love inspirational messages. So what I'm doing is marrying the two in a playlist. So once a month, maybe more than that, we'll kind of see how this goes, I will be putting together a playlist of motivational, inspirational snippets along with energy raising music designed specifically to give you an energy boost that you can use while you're running, working out, cleaning your house, or if you just simply need to fuel up your day. This is super exciting. I am really fired up to be able to deliver this to you. And I really want to hear what your feedback is on music that you love to listen to, that you like to work out to, what lights you up, what gets you rolling. Is it Imagine Dragons? Is it One Republic? Is it Miley Cyrus? You know, who is it? You can always give me some feedback on this, and you never know. I might even use your songs in the next podcast. So keep that in mind while you're listening along to this particular program. So seriously, who doesn't need more fire up energy? I hope that you totally enjoy this podcast and that you get some great insight from it. If you do, please share it with your friends. And also, because I'm new to this podcast thing, all your feedback is really important to me. I definitely welcome your insights and your constructive criticism. And more than anything, I just want to thank you for being a part of it and listening to it in my infant stage, and continuing to listen as I grow and get better along the way. Which makes me think of a favorite quote of mine, which is, better today than yesterday and not as great as tomorrow. Because what this does is it acknowledges the growth that we have made and it acknowledges that we're still interested in moving forward and growing some more. That's where I am in every area of my life, in the athletic area of my life, in my professional area, and in my podcast area. So, oh yeah, and don't forget, if you're listening to this from my website, please add your name to that box in the top right corner. You can put in your name and your email, and then you will be notified every time there is a new podcast. So you don't have to keep coming back and looking for the next one. You'll actually be notified every time there's a new one that's been added. If you're not on the website, go ahead and go to Jill M. Summers, that's SOMMERS.com/podcast to easily add your name to this list. So we want to make it simple and easy for you to get fired up, to move more, to live more, and to live life out loud in a really healthy, thriving way. Thank you so much for listening, for being here today. This is Jill Summers. Keep moving to live and living to move.
Thanks for being with us today. We invite you to join us on our mission to move people forward and upward. Go to JillMSummers.com. That's JillMSummers.com for more information and to listen to other inspiring podcasts. And remember to do one thing today that moves your life forward, which impacts others around you to do the same.